Hey, Avery.
Hi, Elizabeth.
So why are the town of Burrillville and environmental advocates saying this power plant is a bad idea?
A few reasons, actually. One argument is that the power plant is not needed. Last year, Invenergy was disqualified from participating in an important electricity auction that ensures that there's enough energy to power the region in the future. And environmentalists say that because they were disqualified from this auction, that's proof that their project isn't necessary. A second reason being that Rhode Island's Attorney General, Peter Kilmartin, actually pointed out that solar energy in the state has nearly doubled since Invenergy submitted their application for their project 2 years ago. So just kind of the point of focusing more on renewable energy versus focusing too much on fossil fuels. And a third reason is because environmentalists have pointed to the fragmentation of the forest being where Invenergy wants to place their power plant. They're concerned about species who rely on intact forests and darkness to survive and that the power plant would interrupt that.
And some advocates have also pointed to the fact that fracking used to get the natural gas that would fire this power plant, that's also a controversial procedure that some advocates say is damaging to the environment.
Mm-hmm.
So what's been Invenergy's response to all of these concerns?
They're saying that their power plant is actually needed. They're pointing to their supply of energy being able to replace older energy resources that are retiring and that are getting removed from the region's electrical grid because they're shutting down. And even the CEO of the company that operates the regional grid has said that it may be inaccurate, basically, to say that the energy from the power plant isn't needed because energy demand kind of fluctuates year to year. And other organizations like the New England Coalition for Affordable Energy has said that construction of the facility or facilities like this one would create construction jobs in particular. And some businesses are saying that more natural gas energy generation could bring down energy costs for consumers in the state.
And I've also heard Invenergy argue that while natural gas may not be a renewable fuel, it is cleaner burning than coal, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So, Avery, what is expected at today's hearing?
So today's hearing actually follows years of testimony and which was used to establish evidence and public meetings that we heard from Burrillville residents and other concerned residents. And so today is kind of the start of really just the final process leading up to that final decision. The hearing starts at 9:30 this morning at the Public Utilities Commission office building in Warwick. And the Energy Facility Siting Board is really only going to be hearing some procedural motions, one example being a motion from the opposing party, Conservation Law Foundation. They're asking that the board clearly explain its cost-justified analysis of the power plant. So things of that nature are just going to be really heard today. And the hearing isn't expected to last very long, and it won't be until the next hearing, which is 2 weeks from now, that the board will be hearing opening statements from the parties.
So this final hearing is really a series of hearings.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's a series of hearings that is going to be lasting a lot longer than just one day. As of now, there's 23 days that are scheduled for the hearing, and they are going to be happening between April and October of this year.
And what does that mean, Avery, in terms of when you're expecting a final decision on this power plant?
Yeah, a final decision may not come up until later this year once that series of dates for the final hearing is completed.
Rhode Island Public Radio environment reporter Avery Brookins has been following Rhode Island's Energy Facility Siting Board as it decides whether to grant permission for a natural gas-fired power plant to be built in the town of Burrillville. Avery, thanks for being here today.
Anytime.